It's the Dr. Decker Weiss Show, the heart of integrative medicine. Now, here's your host.
The need for NyQuil. We know it's flu season, so we're at the grocery store and we're walking around and we're shopping, and then we see, oh, I better have some NyQuil at home if I wake up at 3 a.m. and I'm having issues with stuffed nose, with sore throat, with headache, with flu, that I can take this NyQuil and I can feel better and get back to sleep so I can get my butt off to work in the morning. Is this a good idea? The answer is no. The answer is not a good idea. Now, surprise, Dr. Weiss is more naturally oriented. I am trained in both systems. I'm a naturopathic physician as well as a cardiologist. I did training at the Arizona Heart Hospital as well as 10 years I was on staff at the Arizona Heart Hospital. So I was saturated in medical model for a long time. And personally, there's about 30 pharmaceutical drugs out there. Thank God we have. Maybe more. I don't know every pharmaceutical in the world, but I can't live without beta blockers. Doxycycline is one of my favorite medications. I think it's helped limit suffering in the world tremendously, along with a lot of antibiotics. But does that mean we should reach for the flu? The answer is, of course, no. Now, a couple interesting things about when you wake up with symptoms, and that's what I want to focus on here. What do you need to have at home when you wake up with symptoms? Because you want two goals here. One is to get to sleep. Well, three goals: feel comfortable and get to sleep. I count those as the same thing. And then the next thing is get to work, right? I mean, get to work. Those are the two goals you have when you wake up with the flu. Now, if you notice with that, that's not very medical. That's very Western. That's very, okay, patch me up and get me back in the game, doc. But the immune system doesn't work that way. And look, you got, let's go to a little more the way that I view the flu. Okay. Now, shouldn't I view the flu with you're sitting there and a bug lands on you and you get the flu and then you've got to kill it and then you're better? Well, no, because that's actually only one theory, and it's a very, let's say, bizarre theory to me. Because if I have the flu and I sneeze in front of 20 people, maybe two people get it. What are the other 18 people doing? Where are their immune systems at? So my viewpoint is your immune system's in a weakened state, and therefore you are susceptible to the flu because these bugs are always around. And changes in temperature, like flu season, I think it's about September to March, these changes in temperature make you vulnerable, along with dehydration. Yes, people think in winter, oh, it's so cold, I'm not sweating. Oh, but you get dehydrated quite often. Ask people who live in Santa Fe, New Mexico, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Denver, Colorado, Chicago. They get thirsty because it's a dry cold. Very, very common to be hydrated in winter. So back to what we need for the flu, you have to understand that when I wake up and I'm sick at 3 a.m, because it happens, I look at it as, what did I do to get sick? Okay, where did I goof up? Listeners, you have to understand that immunologists who I trust will tell you that the flu is a course correction. The flu, those symptoms, the sinuses, the fever, the sore throats, this is, the virus has been cooking in your body for a few days, maybe even a week. Your symptoms are the attempt to correct and get rid of the virus from the body, protect the body, and rebalance the immune system. Yes, I believe flu is a course correction. Back to NyQuil. I wake up at 3 a.m. I look, there's a bottle of NyQuil. I drink it. NyQuil has things in it like acetaminophen to help with pain, headache, and fever. Dextromethorphan, which will help with cough. It'll have antihistamines and decongestants in there. What do those antihistamines do? They open up sinuses and they allow you to breathe better so you can feel better. However, look, I mean, there's an addiction problem with NyQuil, and this isn't the show for that. But you're suppressing every natural course correction. Now, look, I'm not saying you need to suffer. Okay, don't take anything, drink water, and suffer. I'm not saying to do that. I'm going to tell you what to use instead here. But I'm telling you that when you opt for NyQuil, you are ignoring and suppressing the course correction. What does that mean? Don't expect to have a long, healthy life. You've got to let these immune systems rebalance themselves. Now, on the other side of that, What do we do naturally? I'm going to give you some product names because that's what's needed here. In my cabinet, first off, when I feel it and I wake up, is something called quick response. It is a form of echinacea. It is made by Gaia Herbs. It is a form of echinacea. Now, I don't receive any money from this. I'm not affiliated with Gaia Herbs in any way, but I like them. I like the owner. I like the people. I like the company. They grow their own stuff. But they have something special in their echinacea along with some other herbs that you jump on it right away. And I'll do like four of those three times a day as soon as that gets started. That's going to crank up my immune system. That's what I need. My immune system is trying to get stronger. It is trying to build up to fight virus. I'm going to help that. And along with that, I'll help with use something like an elderberry syrup, which they make and several other companies make good ones, in order to bring down a number of virus. So where NyQuil, just stamping out symptoms, along with the ability to course correct, when you're using this quick response using elderberry, you are going with the flow. You're just speeding up the process. Now, that doesn't mean you can't get symptom relief. I'm going to give you my symptom relievers now. So now in my cabinet, I've got my quick response. I've got my elderberry syrup. One other thing, there's a homeopathic, these are little pellets called oxillococcinum, O-C-C-I-L-L-O, sinum, can't spell it. Orange and white, Barone makes it. You can get it in the store. All those are my three things I'll take. After that, I look for symptoms. So if I have sinuses, I will use a natural homeopathic, or I'll use a saline or an aloe nasal spray. Along with, I will just take some leftover Vicks NyQuil and I'll dab it underneath my sinuses and I will get them to open along with a humidifier. So yes, it's not as easy as a little cup of green stuff and drinking it, but understand we are now helping your course correction. We are now balancing your immune system. We are enhancing that. We're not suppressing that. If I have a sore throat, there's wonderful Golden Seal herbal throat sprays along with things that have sage in them. There's all sorts of different throat sprays out there. I like Golden Seal, but other companies make them with different things in it. But what I like about the sore throat sprays is you can spray them all day. One spray here. Every time you feel it a little bit sore, you can spray it. And then it gets better. You don't have to worry because it's not a medication. You can keep using it whenever that thing comes up as you're running the course. Most of these herbs have been shown to prevent strep infections and staph infections. But most likely, what are we worried about strep throat? Most of these herbs will kill strep and give you a good amount of protection. So the other thing is now a decongestant or an expectorant. If you feel it go into your chest, you got to get the humidifier going. Okay, please do not rely on NyQuil to break up or to get rid of a chest infection or to prevent it from going to your chest. You have to get the humidifier going, get the eucalyptus drops in there, or, hey, NyQuil or Vicks in a pinch. Just take a gob of Vicks and throw it in there and let that blow open and rub these Vicks or there's some natural versions of it, which I like a little bit better. Vicks is a little chemical for me, but you rub it right on the chest and you open up and you breathe. And with that, you stay hydrated. So you can wake up and drink this green stuff in about 20 minutes, feel a little bit better and go to bed, but you are not allowing your body to fix itself. Or you can take the quick response, the elderberry syrups, the oxillococcinums. You can use the nasal spray. You can use the throat spray. You can rub a salve on your chest and you can help the course correction. Understanding that long-term immunologic diseases, when you don't get in balance, include cancer and heart disease. So can you be preventing cancer? I can't say that. What I can be telling you is allowing your body to go through the natural course correction allows it to find its balance again. And that's always going to help prevent heart disease and cancer when you're back in balance. So the need for NyQuil, forget it. I gave you a whole list of products that you can have in there that will get rid of the symptoms along with get you through that flu and allow your body to heal naturally, restore naturally, so you don't get the flu again. So maybe you don't get other diseases down the road, because we want you to stay well and be healthy this flu season at Radio MD, radiomd.com.